Gravis kneeled beside Corbis, rolling the young scout over onto his back to check for any signs of life. Behind him, the corpse of the lictor still quivered nervously in its final death throes. Corbis was tall but stocky, with a square jaw and a long, puckered scar running across his cheek from his left eye to his ear. His flesh was already beginning to lose its pinkish hue, becoming pale and translucent, and his hair had darkened to the color of dusk, a sign that his melanchromic organ was mutating. He had the mark of the raven. Gravis's flesh had long since been bleached by time and experience. His eyes, too, had lost their color, becoming orbs of the purest black, glossy pools of impenetrable darkness. He was older than the others and had seen combat in all its multifarious facets, fought Xenos and traitors alike on myriad worlds throughout the Imperium. It was his role to train the fresh-faced scouts, to shape them into fully-fledged battle brothers, if they managed to survive their training. And Idos was no simple exercise. The enemy was lurking around every corner. Gravis stood, his boots crunching on the splintered flagstones.
He's breathing.
He walked over to where Tyrus and Avin were standing over the prone form of Shyle, stooping to reclaim his bolt pistol from where he dropped it during the fight. His exposed arms were covered in lacerations and scars, as well as ichor and bodily fluids spilled from the chest of the lictor when he had brought it down.
He's dead, Sergeant,
Tyrus said without turning his head away from the body of his fallen brother. Gravis glanced at the corpse. He most certainly was. Half of his face was missing from where the lictor's whip-like tail had caught him beneath the chin, crushing his jaw and pulping his right eye socket at the same time. His other eye remained open, as if staring expectantly at Tyrus, willing him to do something more. Dark blood was seeping out over the grey stone floor, forming glossy pools in the midday sun.
He was probably dead before he hit the ground.
Gravis dropped to his haunches beside the body. Child's camo cloak was wrapped around his fallen body like some sort of funerary shroud. Gravis pulled it back to reveal the black armor beneath. The scout's belt was adorned with the skulls of Kyrvarian ravens, tiny yellowing heads with long curved beaks, tied in a little cluster to a thin silver chain. These totems, these corvaia, were tokens of honor and skill. They were a representation of the raven spirit and a symbol of their homeworld. They were a measure of the scout's aptitude and stealth, a part of the initiation rites through which Shyle had given himself over to the Emperor to become an Astartes. Each initiate would prove their cunning by catching these birds in the great woodlands of Kyrvar, moving so silently amongst the lush flora that they could grab the avian where it perched, taking it with their bare hands and gently breaking its neck. It took months of practice and great skill to be light enough on their feet and swift enough in their movements to grab the bird before it fluttered away. Gravis cupped the bundle of tiny skulls in his fist and pulled them free of the dead Space Marine's belt. He looked up at the others.
Who will carry his corvaia?
Tyrus stepped forward.
I would be honored, Sergeant.
Gravis gave a swift, sharp nod and handed the totems over to the other scout.
Then remember that you carry with you his honor also. He will rest when you return them to the soil from whence they came.
The others waited in silence while Tyrus affixed the skulls to his belt beside his own. Gravis turned to see Corbis climbing to his feet, rubbing his neck.
You took your time.
Without warning, the vox bead in his ear sputtered to life with a hissing burst of static.
Sergeant Gravis!
Captain Corrin.
State your position, Sergeant.
We're on the eastern fringe of the city, Captain. Approximately 10 kilometers from the main engagement, just inside the Administratum complex.
The vox went silent for a moment.
Captain.
When he spoke again, Corrin sounded distracted.
Gravis, there's a power station 3 kilometers north of your position. I need you to destroy it.
Gravis frowned.
Destroy it?
Yes. And don't leave anything standing. Cause the biggest explosion you can.
But we don't have any explosives, Captain.
Then be creative, Brother Gravis.
Yes, Captain.
And Sergeant?
Captain.
Be swift.
The link went dead. Gravis pulled his Auspex from his belt and consulted the readout. 3 kilometers of rubble and wreckage stood between them and the power station, not to mention the risk of lurking enemy and ripper swarms mopping up the dead. And he had no idea how they were going to destroy a power station with only bolt pistols and combat knives. It would be a test of their mettle, and a test of his training. Gravis glanced up at the expectant faces of his scouts.
Our mission parameters have changed,
he said, unable to contain the wide grin that was now splitting his face.